സഹനാഭവതു സഹനൗ ഭുനക്തു സഹ വീര്യം കരവാവഹൈ തേജസ്വിനാവധീതമസ്തു മാ വിദ്വിഷാവഹൈ. ഓം ശാന്തി ശാന്തി ശാന്തിഃ.
പേജ് നമ്പർ 514, ഫോർത്ത് ചാപ്റ്റർ, ഫോർത്ത് ബ്രാഹ്മണം, 14th മന്ത്ര.
ഇഹൈവ സന്തഃ അഥ വിദ്മസ്തദ്വയം ന ചേദവേദിർമഹതി വിനഷ്ടിഃ. ഏതദ്വിദുരമൃതാസ്തേ ഭവന്തി അതീതരേ ദുഃഖമേവാപി യന്തി.
ഇൻ ദിസ് ശാരീരക ബ്രാഹ്മണം വി ആർ സീയിങ് the jnani, how he attains self knowledge and how he express his anubhava, a jnana anubhavam, and jnana phalam also. He himself says, this is the phalam I got. All these are expressed in these mantras. Jnana praptihi, then jnana stutihi, then ajnana ninda. Jnana praptihi, what is real attainment of knowledge? Jnana praptihi kim? What do you mean by self knowledge, attainment of self knowledge, that also presented. And after gaining that knowledge, what is his mental status, that we saw in the previous mantra, kimichchan kasya kamaya sharira manusanjvaret, that is the mental status of a jnani. He never desire anything. For whose sake he has to desire? Therefore he need not desire. That is the status of that jnani, his mental status. In fact, jnanam is nothing but a state of mind. Jnanam is nothing but a state of mind where you enjoy the inner freedom. There is nothing else. This is called liberation. Dropping all wrong notions, misconceptions about myself. Dropping all wrong notions, misconceptions about myself. And claiming my real nature, owning up my true nature. This happens in the form of understanding in our own mind. This claiming or owning up or discovering our own true nature, it happens in the form of understanding. Understanding take place where? Only in the buddhi. So in our buddhi there is a clarity about ourselves. Once you say there is a clarity about ourselves, there is no confusion about ourselves. Because of that, you are free from wrong conclusions. Therefore, you are free from delusion. Ajnana nashaha eva jnana praptihi. Ignorance about myself, I drop through knowledge. Jnana praptihi eva mokshaha. And this jnani says, if I do not know this fact, it is a great loss. Somehow I have come to understand this truth. Somehow. With so many difficulties, not in this janma, from so many janmas, I have, it's like a hurdle game. I have crossed so many hurdles. Finally, he says, Iha eva santaha atha. Iha eva santaha. While living in this body itself, Iha means here. Here now itself. Eva, its emphasis. Here itself. While living itself. Santaha means while living, being an alive person. That shows moksha is not after death. That iha eva santaha, that word itself shows moksha is not after death. Moksha is while living itself. While you are alive. Iha eva santaha atha vidmaha vayam tat vidmaha. Vidmaha stadvayam is there. How to split? Vayam, we. Tat brahma, nirgunam brahma, chaitanyam brahma, sat chit. Ananda Swarupam Brahma Tad Brahma Vidmaha. We have come to understand Tad Brahma. Otherwise, what would have happened? Nachet Avediti Mahatir Vinashtihi. If we would have not come to a teacher and we would have not understood this Brahman as our own nature, what would have happened? He says, Mahati Vinashti. It's a great infinite loss. Infinite loss. Not understanding the infinite as myself, I am in a great loss. If I would have missed this, I would have faced a great loss, means a great chaos, havoc, all problems, suffering. Mahati vinashtihena. So this mantra is from Keno Upanishad. Or, see, all Upanishad mantras are there in Brihadaranyaka. So this is from Keno Upanishad. Mahati vinashtihi. These words we have to remember all the time. Mahati vinashtihi. If I am not receiving this knowledge, what is the great loss in my life? I should know that. Dukkham continues. Limitation continues. Insecurity continues. Fear continues. Therefore, there is no ananda in one's life. That is called Mahati Vinashti. Again, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam. That is called Mahati Vinashti. Therefore, what? We have understood, we are very fortunate. E tat viduhu amrutaha te bhavanti. Te e viduhu. Whoever knows, not only me, whoever study like me from their guru, and whoever studies systematically, consistently for a length of time and Vedantic scriptures from a competent, alive teacher, whoever study, they, those people, whoever, viduhu, recognize, discover, vid to know. Viduhu means whoever recognize, whoever understand. Here we should not translate viduhu as experiencing, seeing, only knowing. There is no doing but knowing. Only knowing. Te e viduhu, te amrutaha bhavanti. Those people, tivra mumukshus, jignasus, amrutaha bhavanti, they become immortal. They become immortal. This is called jnani stuti. Then the fourth line, ajnana ninda. Ajnana ninda is ajnani ninda. Atha itare, other people, other wise people. We are all wise people. There are some people, other wise people. Atha itare, dukkhameva apiyanti. They attain only dukkham, sorrow. Through what? Again old age, again birth, death, disease, and a lot of problems. Dukkhameva. And eva is very important. Dukkhameva. Only sorrow they will attain. Why only sorrow? Why not happiness? We are all enjoying. Sometimes happiness is also there, no? Why dukkhameva? Upanishad says, Jnani says like this, no? Sukham also a dukkham only. Sukham also a type of dukkham. No? Dukkham is dukkham when there is dukkham. Sorrow is a sorrow when you are suffering, you know, and the time of sorrow only there is sorrow. But sukham is not like that. Before coming sukham, there is sorrow. While you are enjoying sukham also, poyudamemonani sorrow. When you are waiting for sukham, there is dukkha. Therefore, I am waiting for sukha. Sukha has come. Then what is my problem? This sukha will may go. Tomorrow it may go. That sorrow. That means while you are enjoying the sukham also, what you are having really? Dukkham only. Once the sukham depart, what remains? Dukkham. Once sukham depart, the departure take place again, dukkham. Appo sukham no. மூடு காலத்தில் துக்கம்தான் இருக்கு. துக்கம் மாத்திரம் அந்த காலத்தில் தான் துக்கம். இப்போ எது நல்லது என்ன? துக்கமும் வேண்ட சுகமும் வேண்ட. அதுதான் துக்கமேவ அப்பியந்தி. தேர்ஃபோர் வாட் வி ஆர் என்ஜாயிங் த சுக இஸ் நாட் சுக. தட் இஸ் நாட் சுக ரியல்லி ஸ்பீக்கிங். டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் வி ரிக்வயர் சம் நோ சட்டில் Buddhi. Okay? You all of you know that. Just I am sharing with you. Now we go to the 15th mantra. The same topic, Jnana Stuti, is a continuation.
Yadaita manupashyati
Atmanam Deva Manjasa ஈஷானம் பூத பவ்யஸ்ய நததோ விஜுகுப்ஸதே. All these mantras are worth remembering mantras. யத் ஏதம் அனுபஷ்யதி. யத் ஏதம் is there. யத் ஏதம் anupashyati. Suppose a person recognize atma, atmanam anupashyati, devam anjasa. What type of atma? Devam. தேவம் ஆத்மானம் அஞ்சசா அனுபஷ்யதி. தென் அட்ஜெக்டிவ் டு ஆத்மா, தெய்வம் ஆத்மானம். அஞ்சசா மீன்ஸ் சாட்சாத் அபரோக்ஷதையா டைரக்ட்லி. அனுபஷ்யதி வேர்ட் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஐ வில் கிவ் த மீனிங், தென் வேர்ட் பை வேர்ட் ஐ வில் கிவ் த மீனிங். பஷ்யதி மீன்ஸ் ரிகக்னைசஸ், டிஸ்கவர்ஸ், அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ், நோன். அனு ப்ரிஃபிக்ஸ் இண்டிகேட்ஸ் த்ரூ குரு வேதாந்த வாக்கிய உபதேசேன. அனுபஷ்யதி மீன்ஸ் குரு முகத்தையா, குரு சாஸ்திர உபதேசத்வாரா. That anu is the prefix, very very important. Why that jnani says this prefix he uses anu pashyati, why not pashyati? Pashyati nane recognizes, discovers. Why anu pashyati means a person whoever study without guru, without approaching a guru, he cannot guide the people, he cannot deserve to be as an acharya, he cannot be a traditional teacher. Acharyavan purusho veda, a person whoever is having acharya, acharyavan, that person alone, Purushaha, that person alone, Veda, he alone knows, recognize. Other people cannot know without Guru, even they study by themselves, even they are very, very intelligent, but they cannot attain moksha. Not only that, some people, they become great Mahatmas. They become so popular, worldwide they are popular. They become Mahatmas and people worship them. Shastra says, let them worship. People may worship that Mahatma. People may keep that Mahatma photo. People may do Sashtanga Namaskara to that person, but he is not deserved to be a acharya, to guide the people, because he has not studied under a guru. It is like once a thing is fallen in that well, or thing is there in the well, suppose you want to search it, somebody goes inside and search. How they search? They cannot see there through their eyes. This person go dive deep into that well, he search with his hands. He cannot see his with his eyes, therefore he search. இது தமிழ் என்ன சொல்ல தப்புறதுன்னு ஏதோ சொல்லுவான். Searching for that. அது மாதிரி the people without a guru, they sit in meditation, they search in the well, that like heart like a well, no? That heart which is like a well, they search there for what? A thing which is Atma. They search, who am I? Who am I? Where from this ego comes out? How it merges out? What is the nature of ego? Like this they search for that. In our culture, we never validate that person. That person is not validated. However much he is great, he may, people worship him as Bhagavan, almost God. But Shastra, Shastric people, traditional people never care for that person. That's why Buddhistic philosophy is outright rejected by these traditional acharyas. బికాస్ శాస్త్రం ఆచార్యాస్ కెనాట్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ శాస్త్రం. శాస్త్రం ఎలోన్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ ఆచార్యాస్. నో ఆచార్య కెన్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ శాస్త్రం, బట్ శాస్త్రం ఎలోన్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ ఆచార్యాస్. దేర్ఫోర్ దిస్ ఆచార్య, హూఎవర్ ఈజ్ టీచింగ్ నౌ ప్రెజెంట్ ఆచార్యాస్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ సబ్సర్వియంట్ టు శాస్త్రం. నో ఆచార్య ఈజ్ సుపీరియర్ దెన్ శాస్త్రం. ఈవెన్ బిట్వీన్ కృష్ణ అండ్ వేద, హూ ఈజ్ సుపీరియర్? అన్న వేద ఎలోన్ ఈజ్ సుపీరియర్, నాట్ భగవాన్ కృష్ణ. వేద ఎలోన్ ఈజ్ సుపీరియర్. వ్యాసాచార్య ఈజ్ సబ్సర్వియంట్ టు శాస్త్రం. శంకరాచార్య ఈజ్ సబ్సర్వియంట్ టు శాస్త్రం. ఇన్ అదర్ ఫిలాసఫీస్ ఆర్ రిలిజియన్స్, పర్సన్ ఈజ్ ప్రిడామినెంట్, దే ఫోకస్ ఆన్ పర్సన్. అదర్ కల్చర్స్ ఆర్ పర్సనాలిటీ బేస్డ్ కల్చర్స్. ఎ ప్రొఫౌండర్, ఎ ప్రాఫెట్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ పర్సన్ బేస్డ్ కల్చర్స్. వేరాస్ అవర్ వైదిక కల్చర్, వైదిక సంస్కృతి, వేదిక కల్చర్ ఈజ్ నాట్ పర్సనాలిటీ బేస్డ్ కల్చర్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ఎనీ పర్సన్స్ పర్సనాలిటీ. యు హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ వెరీ కేర్ఫుల్లీ. అవర్ కల్చర్ ఈజ్ నాట్ పర్సనాలిటీ బేస్డ్. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ పర్సనాలిటీ బేస్డ్, పర్సన్ ఈజ్ ఫోకస్డ్. పీపుల్ గివ్ మోర్ ఇంపార్టెన్స్ టు పర్సన్, నాట్ ద ఫిలాసఫీ. They never give importance to the philosophy, they give importance to the person. It is called cult. It's called cult. So therefore, our tradition is that which is not a cult, because it is not founded by any person, it is not built up by any personality, it is only shastra based. Shastram is pradhanam. That's why acharyas, no acharya can claim this is my teaching. People are not knowing this, and a lot of trees comes when the tree rain comes, what are they? Mushrooms. Mushroom type people are coming and propagating their philosophy, their god, their, no, this person is the god. It is not at all safe, secure to any culture. Another point is, I need not follow any person's, other person's sadhanas. My guru did like this, therefore I do this sadhana. My guru was doing what? 18th century, 17th century or 19th century in the beginning. You might have not seen, but his sadhanas you are not supposed to follow. Because sadhanas are personal. No, even my own guru sadhanas I should not imitate. Because sadhana is that it is different person to person. It differs person to person. How can I take that guru's sadhanas? So my sadhana should be based on shastra. Shastra talks about sadhanas different to different levels of people. So I should not imitate or practice my guru's sadhanas or any mahatma's sadhanas. That Mahatma did that sadhana, therefore I want to do this sadhana. You are not supposed to do that. It is not safe. Now the present society is going on like that. Person-based or personality-based worship. And they follow that
his teachings, his writings, his sayings. The person's sayings they follow. His writings they read. Every day parayanam. Person's writings, person's sayings are not supposed to be practiced. Not supposed to be implemented. 99% of people are all like that. Non-thinking people. One word in short. Short solanamana, non-thinking people. Shastram eva pradhanam. Therefore, you have to study Shastra. Whatever sadhana is given in Shastra, I have to practice. And I study from my guru. Shastram is to test my guru. I study Shastra, then I test my guru whether my guru has understood or not. Even I have that much right to test my guru. Test in the sense, I need not go and give question paper. I need not give an assignment to my guru. Just I tally what he taught or she taught and how that my guru's lifestyle understood. What is his way of communication? Whether exactly his, after some time I can understand that. This really speaking, Shastra is meant to test my Acharya. That is why you can see in some Upanishads, the students go and ask the teacher. And they put a lot of cross questions. Then only this student knowledge is thorough, doubtless. That means the student is having an independent thinking in Artha. Independent thinking. So the teacher, right teacher is one who gives an independent thinking to the student. He or she alone is the right teacher. The teacher has to make the student to think and judge. This statement is like this, this statement. What my teacher taught exactly. So you, if you have any doubt, you can ask. There you have said like this, how is it possible? Is it right? You can ask. Verifiable. Shastra allows. That is called samvada. After listening long time, you are almost up to the level of guru. Because same knowledge guru has got and Sishya also has got. At that time only the student is allowed to ask questions. That is called doubt-free knowledge. This is what our Shastra, very, very, very frank and open to all people, for all thinkers. It's not just belief. It's a knowledge, understanding. My intellect cannot withstand if there are any confusions. I have to reconcile my intellect and my study. What am I studying? Idella pandrathuke 15 varsham padikano. Consistent a padikano. Adukapram dhaan andha sandehame varum. Namakku enna ipo ore namakku ore thagararla irukum. Beginning e thagararna. So therefore you understand how difficult a student has to understand the Shastra and ready to question the teacher and to test the teacher. And otherwise student cannot be convinced. Until the student is convinced, he is allowed to question the teacher. Teacher is also happy. Unless the student is not convinced, what is the use of teaching? The teacher is never happy. If my student is not convinced, there is something wrong in my communication or something wrong with his qualifications. Ingyo tagarar. Clear there? Student must be qualified enough and the teacher also must have the capacity, qualification to communicate. All these are hidden in this anupashyati. Anu and adi. Otherwise, this knowledge will not take place that much so easily. You may become academically qualified, but Brahmanishtha, that will not come. So, okay, Anupashyati Atmanam. What type of Atma? Devam. One sloka says, whatever I said now, all based on one sloka. That sloka is, Ya Veda Bahyaha Smritayaha Yascha Kascha Kudrishtayaha Sarvantan Nishphala Pretya Tamo Nishthahita Smritaha. Never care for that people, person's philosophy. All are Veda Bahyaha, Buddha, Jaina, Sankhya, Yoga, all philosophers, outright, without batting our eyes, you must have that courage to negate. Unless you have thorough knowledge on Advaitam, you cannot negate them. They are all very powerful. Yascha kascha kudushtrayahana, kudushtrayahana, all wrong vision they have. How can I follow them? That's why Buddha is worshipped in all countries except in India. He may be a great avatar. People consider him as a 10th avatar or some avatar, 9th avatar. Dashavataram or avatarama vichindirka. We don't care. You may worship as avatar, but we never accept his philosophy. Reject. Ivvula honesty irkanam. Courage irkanum first. Bayapadakoodathu. Okay. Then Devam, this Devam word Shankaracharya gives two meanings. Which meaning we have to take here? Every word has got two meanings, Rudhi Arthaha and Yoga Arthaha. Rudhi Arthaha means direct meaning. Direct meaning means immediate meaning. Rudhi Arthaha, popular meaning. Devaha means celestial, a celestial being. This is the Rudhi Arthaha. Whereas Yoga Arthaha is different. Here, Devam means effulgent, sentient, principle, consciousness. Div dhatu, fourth conjugation, divyati, that which is effulgent, shining one, brilliant. That is the meaning you have to take, not celestial being. Parango. Devahan chunne, adi meaning, idi meaning. According to context, based on context you have to take. This is called yogika arthaha. Yogika arthaha means derived meaning. Secondary meaning, derived meaning or secondary meaning is called yogika arthaha. That chaitanyam, consciousness, principle, devam, atmanam, who is drishtehe drashtaram, matehe mantaram, that devaha, Anjasa, Sakshat, directly, not Paroksha Jnanam, Aparokshataya. I am that Brahman, one recognizes. That is called Anjasa. Anjasa means Sakshat, Aparokshataya, directly. Who is that Devam Atmanam? Further description. Ishanam. Ishanam means Paramatma. Ish means to rule, the ruler, ruler of what? Ruler of Kalaha, the ruler of Kala, Kala Kalaha, Nartham. Lord of Kala, Kala Kalaha, Ishanam. How do you know Kala Kalaha? Next word you see, Bhuta Bhavyasya, the ruler of past, future, then what? Present, you supply. Bhavat, Bhuta means past, Bhavya means future, Bhavat means present. Bhuta Bhavya Bhavan Nathaha, Vishnu Sahasramanla. So that Ishaha means Lord, the ruler of past, present and future. Annanardham, past indicates time, present indicates time, future also represents time, Kalaha. Therefore, దిస్ పరమాత్మా చైతన్యం దేవం ఆత్మానం ఈశానం కాలకాల ద రూలర్ ఆఫ్ ద టైమ్ కాలకాల. ఇఫ్ యు సీ గాడ్ ఇన్సైడ్ హీస్ కాలకాల. ఇఫ్ యు సీ గాడ్ అవుట్సైడ్ ఈజ్ కాలన్. భగవాన్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ హీ కాజ్ అ డెత్ fear comes. If a person see Bhagavan different from oneself, Bhagavan outside, I am different, I am bhakta, Bhagavan is different, Bhagavan kala rupatila varuvar, kalan tamil kalam, okay, bhayam, we are afraid of Bhagavan. If Bhagavan is inside, like Markandeya, he is a Bhagavan, he is inside, Ishvara, Bhagavan, Shiva. So, Bhagavan is Kala Kalaha, controller of the Kala. He is free from Mrityu and Artham. So what is the phalam? Ishanam Bhuta Bhavyasya Devam Atmanam Anjasa Anupashyati. What is the phalam? Na tataha vijugupsate. Thereafter, tataha, after attaining this knowledge, knowing that Lord, who is the controller of past, present, future, who is a sentient, effulgent principle, knowing as pratyagatma, that is called atmanam, non-different from oneself. Atmana means pratyagatma, as myself. ఆత్మానమన్న ప్రత్యేగాత్మ తతః దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ దెన్ లేటర్ నవిజుగుప్సతే. దిస్ విజుగుప్స ఆల్సో శంకరాచార్య గివ్స్ టూ మీనింగ్స్ అగైన్. దిస్ ఈస్ ద ఫలం ఆఫ్ జ్ఞానం. దేర్ ఫోర్ హియర్ వాట్ యు హ్యావ్ టు నో దట్ ఆత్మ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఎ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ సీయింగ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఎ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్. What I understand, I am non-different from that Devam, Ishanam, who is the controller of time principle. I am that Aikyam, Mahavakyam. Jeevatma, Paramatma, Aikya, Jnanam. RC, RM, you have to do Bhagatyagam. You have to claim yourself as OC. Vijugupsate means here, first again rudhi artha yogik artha. Rudhi artha is direct meaning. Vijugupsate means he does not want to protect himself. Gup dhatu, to protect. Gup dhatu ho vijugupsate rudhi artha. He does not want to protect himself because he is ever secure. Na vijugupsate, he does not want to protect himself from what he want to protect. Because everything is Atma. Whatever he sees Mithya, that Mithya thing cannot disturb him. He is ever secure. Never insecure. An insecure person only wants some protection. Jnani feels, I am ever secure, I need not require anybody's protection. Rendu vidhama chollikalam. Even I don't want Bhagavan's protection also. Yena? He is not different from me. That much courage comes. What is status, no? Navijugupsate, this is one meaning. Yogika artha is, derived meaning is, ninda, criticism. He never criticize anyone. He never do any ninda of anyone. Whom he can criticize? How he can criticize? Whom he can criticize? There is no second thing to criticize other than Atma. Ajnaniki ellame different theriyum. Jnaniki Atma thamre vere theriyadu. Navijugupsate means never criticize. This is yogika arthaha. Criticism called paishunam. Paishunam is called criticism. பரரந்த பிரகட்டீகரணம், ஃபைண்டிங் ஃபால்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஆல்வேஸ் அபவுட் அதர்ஸ். சம் பீப்புள் ஆர் ஹேவிங் எ வெரி குட் பவர், எக்ஸலண்ட் பவர் டு ஃபைண்ட் அவுட் த ஃபால்ட் இன் அதர்ஸ். பட் திஸ் ஜானி இந்த விஜுகுப்சத்தை நெவர் கிரிட்டிசைஸ் எனிபடி. ஹவு ஹீ கேன் கிரிட்டிசைஸ்? பிகாஸ் ஹீ நெவர் சி எனி ஒன் அதர் தேன் ஹிம்செல்ஃப். ஹவு கேன் ஹீ கிரிட்டிசைஸ் ஹிம்செல்ஃப்? ஆத்மா, ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மா எவ்ரிவேர் பர்வைடிங். சோ ந விஜுகுப்சத்தை மீனிங் இஸ் தட். ஃபர்தர் தீஸ் டூ மீனிங்ஸ் யூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். Person want to be protected. He want to be protected when he sees something is different. Udaram antaram kurute adhatasya bhayam bhavati. If he sees something other than him, there is a fear. There is no second thing to have a fear. Therefore, there is no fear. Ultimate fear is fear of death. Kalaha. Kala is that which is coming, what? For what? Death, final death is coming. That is the most crucial juncture for every being. No? This jnani, what a phalam you see, is free from insecurity. He is ever secure. If I see a different thing from me, I have fear. Another thing, what I want to say is, this vijugupsa, criticism, insecurity. And there is a one village, there was one Nadaswara Vidwan. In the village, there is one Nadaswara Vidwan. And all marriages, he only has to go and play that Nadaswara. After playing that Nadaswaram, somebody asked him, how that Karkurcha Arunachalam play Nadaswaram? Somebody asked him. He said, Avanu Uduva. Enna enna artham? Evvala, enna? Ninda paan, criticism. Enna? He is a competitor for this person. Avanu Karkurcha vandhadukapra, ivanukku demand poiduthe. In the madre, people have lot of insecurity. Always criticism comes because of insecurity. Person criticize some other person, especially same profession, adirinda maha criticism vandadum. Avanukku onnume theriyadhu, ipdi illa solluva. And criticizing all the time because of insecurity. Why? In spite of earning lot of name, fame, wealth, that bhavana has not gone. Therefore, ultimately, what gives ananda? Still, this person is in limitation. Therefore, jnani, when he sees everything as atma, na vijugupsate, that criticizing others, feeling limitation, insecurity is another type of sickness, really speaking. This is another type of sickness, mental sickness. Unless you get a jnanam, it cannot go at all. Impossible. Impossible. How it goes? Next mantra he continues. You see, 16th mantra.
Yasma darvak samvatsaraham. தர்வாக் சம்வத்சர அஹோபிஹி பரிவர்த்ததே தத்தேவா ஜோதிஷாம் ஜோதிஹி. ஆயுர்ஹோபாசதே மிருதம்.
It's also another very important mantra. Yasmat paramatmanaha. Yasmat means paramatmanaha, panchami vibhakti. Samvatsaraha arvak. Samvatsaraha means the year, Y-E-A-R. Varshaha,
சம்வத்சரா வர்ஷா அர்வாக் அர்வாக் மீன்ஸ் பிலோ பினீத் சம்வத்சரா ரிப்ரசன்ட்ஸ் அ டைம் காலஹா வை தட் ஜ்ஞானி இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் தட் காலஹா கால காலன் பிகாஸ் He has recognized that I am Atma who is in a higher order of reality. I am Kala Aparichinnaha. Kala Parichedam is not there for me. Therefore, I am Atma. I am a different order of reality. Kala belong to Vyavaharika Satyam. Kalaha belong to the time principle. Belong to Vyavaharika Satyam. Whereas, yasmat paramatmanaha. Paramatma is what order of reality? Not vyavaharika satyam. Paramarthika satyam. Absolute reality. Paramatma is absolute reality. Paramarthika satyam. This kala is vyavaharika satyam. Which is beneath paramatma. Lower. Don't take literally. Beneath, below, na. அண்டர் பரமாத்மா பரமாத்மா மேலே உட்கார்ந்துருக்காரு காலம் கீழே உட்கார்ந்துருக்க லிட்ரல்லாம் மீனிங் எடுக்கக்கூடாது வாட் இஸ் த மீனிங் ஹியர் அர்வாக்குன்னா சத்தாபேதா ஆண்டலாஜிக்கல் டிஃபரன்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் வைஸ் திஸ் இஸ் வியாவகாரிக சத்தா தட் இஸ் பாரமார்த்திக சத்தா எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் வைஸ் போத் ஆஃப் தெம் பிலாங் டு டிஃபரெண்ட் ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி How this kala can disturb me, the Paramatma? Devam, Atmanam, Ishanam, Bhuta, Bhavyasya. I am the controller of Mayeva Sakalam Jatham Maisarvam Pratishthitam. How this kala can disturb me? Arvak Samvatsaraha. What type of Samvatsara? Which has got Ahobhihi in her? Day and night. 360 days, months, weeks. Days, hours, minutes, seconds, paksha, tidhi, all indicates only kala. All these are all different order of reality. How the kala can disturb me? Therefore, navijugupsate. Navijugupsate, you have to understand. How this jnana is free? Nama puriyaname, romba nanna irukku, namakkuda jnanam vanda nanna irukkonna. How he is free na? Because of this reason. You have to understand this point. What? Ontological difference. Ontological means satta bhedaha. Nyuna sattakam. Vyavaharika satta is inferior. Lower order of reality. Paramatma, I the consciousness, chit sat chaitanyam. I have higher order of reality. How the dreamer can come and affect the waker? Ontological means satta bhedam. Adhiya madri, Atma is paramarthika satyam, higher order of reality. That is the important point hidden here. Okay? Arvak samvatsaraha ahobhihi with its days and nights. Samvatsaraha is what? With its days and nights. Day and night represents what? Kalaha. Therefore, we should not say Strictly speaking, Paramatma Nityaha also we should not say. Atma Nityaha, Atma is eternal. Shastra says, strictly speaking, that is also not right. Whenever you say eternal, very subtle point. Whenever you say eternal, Shashvatam Nityaha, Nanartham. Eternal is that which was there in the past. Eternal is that which is there in the present. Eternal is that which is going to be there in the future. Is called eternal. Are you getting the point? By this time you have to understand. Eternal is that which is existing all the three periods of time. Trikale api tishthati iti satyam chunnam illayo nityaha ki. Enna definition kuduthom? நித்யான திரிகாலே எது திஷ்டதி தத்து சத்து நித்யம் அண்ணம் ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங் Nityaha means it is a time bound. Eternal also comes in the realm of the time frame. That which was exist in the past, in the present and the future. Here Paramatma is what? Kala Kalaha. He has created the time. Bhagavan only created the time. Before Bhagavan, time was not there. Therefore, Nityaha word is also not right exactly. No, because Paramatma is beyond time. Transcends the time. Time is under his control. Therefore, Jnani is also free from Kala Paricheda. This time is what? What it does? What is the job of the time? Parivartate. It revolves. Vijayadashmi, how many Vijayadashmis we have conducted? Festivals. Gone. Again another festival. Deepavali coming. How many Deepavalis have gone? Parivartate. Year after year, day by day, parivartate, revolves, rotates. Then what? Next line. Tatu devaha jyotisham jyotihi ayuhu upasate amritam. That Paramatma who is above, generally we used to say, Paramatma is above time. முன்னாடியெல்லாம் அப்படி சொன்னோம். இப்போ டைம் இஸ் பிலோ பரமாத்மா. திஸ் மந்த்ரா சேஸ் ப்ரீவியஸ்லி வி யூஸ் டு சே வாட் பகவான் இஸ் பியாண்ட் டைம் அண்ட் ஸ்பேஸ். கால தேச அபரிச்சின்னம். நோ, ஹீ இஸ் அவே அபவ் ஃப்ரம் த டைம். திஸ் மந்த்ரா சேஸ் காலா இஸ் பிலோ த பரமாத்மா. உல்டா எப்படி சொல்லலாம்? இப்படி சொல்லலாம், அப்படி சொல்லலாம். காலா இஸ் பிலோ த பரமாத்மா. தேர்ஃபோர் தேவாஹா தேவதாஸ் தேவாஹ தது ஜோதிஷாம் ஜோதிஹி உபாசதே. தே வர்ஷிப் தட் பிரம்மன் ஹூ இஸ் ஜோதிஷாம் ஜோதிஹி, லைட் ஆஃப் லைட்ஸ். சக்ஷுஷ சக்ஷு மனசோ மனஹா. தட் பரமாத்மா ஹூ இஸ் எஃபல்ஜென்ட் இல்யூமின்ஸ் எவ்வெரி இல்யூமினேஷன்ஸ். இல்யூமின்ஸ் த சன், மூன், ஸ்டார்ஸ், sense organs, body, mind, intellect, all these are all secondary luminaries. These are all secondary luminaries. Jyotish, eyes are also come under luminary. Because you are knowing no things through them. All jnana indriyani are luminaries. Moon, sun, stars, light, fire, everything. They are all luminaries. Jyotish. These devas worship, meditate upon whom? Jyotisham jyotihi. Tad jyotihi. Na tatra suryo bhati, na chandra tarakam, nima vidyuto bhanti, kutoya magnihi, tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam, tasya bhasa sarvam idam vibhati. Who is that effulgent jyotisham jyoti? Ange, inge, inge, paka kudad. Naneda, aham brahma asmi. Ippidi shollanum. ஜோதிஷாம் ஜோதிஹி தத் பரமாத்மானம் தேவாஹ. வாட் வே தேர் டு உபாசனா? ஆயுஹு இதி. ஆயுஹு அண்ணா காலஹ, கால காலஹ அண்ணார். ஆயு அண்ணா லாஞ்சிவிட்டி. தே வர்ஷிப் தட் பரமாத்மா ஹூ இஸ் த லைட் ஆஃப் லைட்ஸ் ஆஸ் லாஞ்சிவிட்டி. They look at that Brahman, Paramatma, effulgent one, as what? Longevity. They do upasana. For what? For longevity. If you want to live long, you can also do meditation. Upon what? Brahman. As what? Ayuhu. Longevity. Brahman is beyond time. Kala parichedam is not there. Therefore, long life. வேணுமன்னா இப்பவே ஸ்டார்ட் பண்ணலாம். இப்போ என்ன? மெடிடேஷன். சோ தட் இஸ் த பெனிஃபிட். தட்ஸ் வை தேவாஸ் ஆர் ஆல் ஹேவிங் லாஞ்சிவிட்டி. இந்திரா போஸ்ட் இஸ் வாட்? லாங். க்ரோர்ஸ் அண்ட் க்ரோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் இயர்ஸ். பிரம்மாஜி லைஃப் ஹவு மெனி இயர்ஸ்? Lakhs and lakhs of yugas, kalpas. Why? You know, they all done this upasana. What upasana? Te devaha jyotisham jyotihi upasate. What is that jyotisham jyoti? Amritam, immortal, kalatitam, timeless. So immortal. Upon that light of lights, they meditate as longevity. Next mantra. Mantra number 17.
Yasmin pancha pancha janaha. Akashascha pratishthitaha. Tameva manya atmanam. Vidvan brahmamrutomrutam.
This jyotisham jyotihi, we have to understand. Ahankara archida bhasa is called reflected consciousness. Original consciousness is jyotisham jyotihi. Because this atma illumines, body borrows sentiency from the mind. Mind borrows sentiency from the primary source, original consciousness. Original consciousness is a primary source of luminary, jyoti, primary jyoti. Mind is secondary jyoti. Because of mind, sense organs become sentient. They are also secondary jyoti. Sense organs makes the body, mind, sentient. Body also becomes secondary jyoti. Because of body only you are able to do all those things. Similarly, all these are secondary jyotis are illumined by the primary jyoti. Jyoti, don't think really jyoti. Okay. Jyoti means in whose presence things are known. Why Atma is called Jyotihi? In whose presence things are known is called Jyotihi. Because Atma's presence, body is sentient, mind is sentient, sense organs are sentient, intellect is sentient, all are sentient, and they are able to see other every luminaries. All luminaries are also giving light because of that primary luminary. So Chidabhasa is a secondary luminary, RC, reflected consciousness. Borrowed from where? Original consciousness. Now, am I Jyotisham Jyotihi or Jyotihi? I am Jyotisham Jyotihi. Our petrol box light talamela vichindi pokudadu appadina jyotisham jyoti moonjilu nalla prakashama irukkum onnume kadaiyadu. In my presence all things are known. I exist. I know. Aham janami. This mantra says, very nice technical mantra. Yasmin pancha pancha janaha akashascha pratishthitaha. Yasmin, in whom pancha pancha janaha akashah pratishthitaha. In whom these pancha pancha janana, pancha five janaha mean people, and the meaning kadiyadinga. Pancha janaha na vere meaning Shankaracharya gives. Pancha janaha means, he says, one meaning, gods, panchala five irukana. God means celestials, demons and rakshasas. These are all put together pancha janaha. Like this list he is going to give. Pancha pancha janaha means nothing but karya prapanchaha. Prathama dvitiyav padaha. Akashaha means ishwaraha. We saw that in previous mantras. So, Karya Karana Vilakshanam Brahma is going to reveal that. That we'll see in the next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate
ஓம் சாந்தி 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 ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.